Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and other available sources of reception. And good afternoon here from yet another day in sunny Sheffield. That used to be a joke. It isn't anymore, and especially not this summer. Here we are from the centre of Sheffield, Paternoster Row, here on Sheffield Live for the next 2 hours and 2 hours of the best in current and past jazz, swing and blues. As usual, Michael Coates will be with me, and he'll be coming along towards the end of this hour, or just after the end of this hour. And in the meantime, you've got the rather dubious pleasure of me, John Yule, and my company. We started, as we did a couple of weeks ago, with tenor player Ricky Woodard and an original and successful treatment of the old Billie Holiday standby Loverman, composed by Jimmy Davis, Roger Ramirez and James Sherman. Billie's original 78 record, by the way, had that old Devil Moon on the B-side, so that was certainly a good value for money. With Ricky Woodard on the tenor, we heard from plenty of familiar faces. Oscar Brashear on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, John Clayton on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and the recording was made at the Sage & Sound Studio in Los Angeles in August 1995. The Michel Legrand theme to the 1970 film Pieces of Dreams, with lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, has been played and recorded by many performers, few of whom, in my opinion, have done this piece full justice. Here, however, is an exception. It comes from the new, brand new album from saxophonist Steve Wilson, entitled Enduring Sonance. And with Steve, we hear from Joe Locke on vibes, Rene Rosnos on piano and Fender, Jay Anderson on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. The album was recorded last year, September the 9th and 10th, at the Power Station Studio, Studio A, in fact, in New York City. Here then is Pieces of Dreams from Steve Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Legrand's Pieces of Dreams was played for us there by Steve Wilson from his brand new album Enduring Sonance. I first saw and heard the San Francisco-based singer Carla Hembrecht at the Fillmore Jazz Festival just over a decade ago. I do wish that she would appear more and record more. I like her work very much. Here she is on her excellent album, Be Cool, Be Kind, recorded at the Big City Studio in Los Angeles back in 2001, or at least it was released in 2001, and Carla is in very good company here. Peter Hovarth on piano, Tom Warrington on bass, and Jola Barbara on drums, who of course worked for Tony Bennett for many years. This is a composition, as I'm sure many of you know, composed by Ray Noble and a hit for Bing Crosby back in 1936. The Touch of Your Lips is sung for us now by Carla Hembrecht.
Of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. Forgets to beat. The touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes, a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on
Revisiting another new album now, and this one is currently at number one in the US Jazz Countdown. It made number one this weekend. The album is Universal Truth, and as you may have guessed, it's from pianist Emmett Cohen. Recorded at the Sear Sound Studio, New York, October the 5th, 2025. We're going to hear a Jimmy Heath composition now called Gingerbread Boy. With Emmett on piano, on bass, Ron Carter, on trumpet, Jeremy Pelt, and on the drums, Joe Farnsworth. Gingerbread Boy from Emmett Cohen. Mick Cohen from his new number one album in the States, or the jazz charts in the States anyway. Universal Truth is the name of the album. This is Swing Time here on Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM with me, your host for the first hour of the programme, John Yule. Canadian tenor player Corey Weeds with Strings up next. This album was recorded at the Armory Studio in Vancouver, British Columbia, during February 2021. The arrangements were by Phil Dwyer. We're going to hear the album title track on this particular occasion, written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. So this is the track, and it's also the name of the album, What Is There to Say?
Thank you.
Corey Weeds with Strings. I've always found the marketing of this next album rather strange. Keely Smith swings bassy style with strings. Suggests the album has rather more connection as regards personnel and repertoire with the bassy band than is actually the case. However, it's still a fine album, with arrangements an arrangement coming up from Frank Collette. There's a tenor solo from Don Monser and the number, of course, written by Rodgers and Hart for Jeanette MacDonald to sing in Love Me Tonight back in 1932. Lover is sung for us now by Keely Smith.
Lover, when you're near me and I hear you speak my name, oh, softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. With our bliss, when two lips of coral, they were born to kiss. All of my future is in you. Your every plan I design. Promise you'll always continue to be mine. Oh, lover, when we're dancing, keep on glancing in my eyes till love. Love's zone entrancing.
Keely Smith singing in July 2002 at Capitol Studios in Hollywood. I think that was actually Keely's penultimate album of her life and career. Right, so on Swing Time now on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. It's the Gig Guide, as best as I can present it this week. We are starting tonight at the Farm Road Social Club, 8.30 start for the Keith Peters Big Band, with a programme with two headings, Biggest Hits of 1941 and The Music of Count Basie. Probably more so than I think we just heard from Keely Smith. The Jazz at the Let's Go presentation tomorrow evening is a double bill. Both the acts on display are duos, One is called Not One, Not Two. They're playing music which is described as meditative, that's better, isn't it? Meditative, explorative, focused and intense. Rather more than my reading of it. Jeff Bright is on soprano and bass saxophone and voice, and Hervé Perez is on the alto and soprano. The other half of the double bill is Whale Detective. Music moves organically through elegant memories and electronic textures. Familiar faces, anyway. Hannah Bradley on the claret and tenor, and Jez Matthews on piano and electronics. Cabanas on Thursday evening this week. They'll be presenting the singer and pianist Charlie Ludlam with his band. Leopold Square for the weekend. Well, I'm afraid I only have information on Friday night at the time of this live broadcast, and that is that pianist and singer Shane Durant will be appearing on Friday evening at Leopold Square. I've no doubt there will be other bands on there at over the weekend, but I'm afraid I've no more information than I've just given you. Pianist Aaron Goldberg at the Edge of the World is the name of his album, recorded at Systems 2 in Brooklyn on the 16th and 21st of September 2016. Aaron Goldberg was on piano, Matt Penham was on bass, and Liam Parker was on drums, whose excesses on Ponciana on this album, where he demonstrated embodiment, which is actually hitting himself, and also on Black Orpheus, where he demonstrates his vocal percussion. I've left those two tracks alone. I've never played them on Swing Time. This sounds more like a proper recording from the Drummer's Corner to myself. I'm going to spare you the tracks I've just mentioned. I've no intentions of playing them on Swing Time, I don't think. This is a composition called Isn't This My Sound Around, composed by the Vibes player, Bobby Hutcherson, and it's played for us now by the Aaron Goldberg Trio. Thank you. I've played nearly every track from Stephen Fifke's big band album Kinetic on Swing Time, and this is one of them I have played before in actual fight, recorded at Sear Sounds in New York City in January 2019. Solos coming up from Dan Chmielinski on bass and Alex Tarantino on alto. Alex's latest album as a leader spent 4 weeks at number one on the American Jazz Countdown, which is no mean achievement, especially as it's, I think she's only perhaps recorded two or three albums before as a leader. Here then come the Stephen Fifke Big Band with Midnight Beat.
We'll be right back.
Alex Tarantino featured there with the Stephen Fivekey Big Band and Midnight Beats. And we're going to probably play out with the Stephen Fivekey Big Band at the close of the show now, or the close of the first hour of Swing Time. But of course, please stay tuned for Michael Coates, who will be taking over from me, John Yule, at the top of the hour. As ever, thank you so much for being with me this last hour or so. I hope you approve of the music I've selected to play. And please try and make a date with us every week at 1 o'clock here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM for Swing Time every Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. As I said, we're playing out with the Stephen Fivekey Big Band, and it's a rather appropriate title, this number. It's arranged and composed by Stephen, as indeed are the majority of tracks on this album. And the soloist here on tenor is Sam Dillon. Here we are then with the Stephen Fivekey Big Band and Closure.
Oh,
Stephen Fifke with his own composition and his own arrangement and his own big band. As I said, a rather fitting title to be finishing this first hour of Swing Time, a number called Closure. And as I say, the first hour of the show has now closed almost anyway. But of course, it remains for me once again, John Yule, to say thank you very much for joining me during this last hour or so. And again, I hope you've enjoyed the music we've played. Michael Coates is up and running and ready to go. So I'll go off and leave him to it. Swing Time is produced and presented by Michael Coates and John Yule for Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.